Perek Vav Mish Negimel Halomed Mechavero Perek Echad O Halacha Echas O Pasuk Echad O Dibur Echad O Afilu Os Echas Tzarech Linhog Bo Kavod, says the Mishnah. Anyone who learns from his friend, colleague, a single chapter, one perek, a single halacha, a single pasuk, a single Torah statement, or even one letter, is required to treat that individual with great respect. Why? How? The Mishnah brings a scriptural proof. Shekein matzina b'David melchiso. We find with David, king of Israel. Shlolomar machitofel el shnei dvarim bilvad. Only learned two items from Achitofel. Achitofel was the advisor, helper of David HaMelech, ultimately who rebelled against David and became a supporter of David's son, Avshalom. But nonetheless, David HaMelech learned two things from Achitofel. Ukaru Rambo Alufo Miudo. And David HaMelech referred to him in a great accolades, referred to him as a teacher, his guide, his intimate, as the pasuk says clearly, Vata Enosh Ke'erki Alufe Muyudoi. So the Mishnah very clearly is teaching us something profound, that one can learn from anybody and everybody, as we've discussed further in this podcast, Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam, the well-known Talmudic statement that one learns the most from his student. But here it's not just in terms of learning from somebody lower or smaller than you, but here it's from a chavera, from your friend. If you learn anything from somebody, a perek, a halacha, a pasuk, a word, or even one letter, certainly that requires giving another person honor based upon the way David HaMelech treated Achitofel. The Mishnah continues, V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. And isn't this a kal v'chomer? We could derive as follows. Uma David Melech yisosh l'olam rem Achitofel. Ela shnei dvarim bilvad. Just like David HaMelech only learned two things from David, and certainly referred to him in great ways, Rabo alufo mido. Halomi mechaver perek echad, o halacha echas, o pasuk echad, o dibur echad, o afilo os echad, alachas kama v'kama, shetzarech linog b'kavor. Certainly we should treat anybody with respect who teaches us any little small item, just like David HaMelech, the king of Israel. And of course, as we all know in Halacha, a king of Israel is deserving of superior respect. Melech shemach lal kvodo in kvodo mach. A king cannot relinquish the great honor that he is so deserving of. And if David HaMelech was willing to give great respect and honor to Achitofel, his advisor, for teaching him two things, of course we should get great respect and honor to anybody who teaches us something. So here it's not in the realm of a student, a teacher, but it's a friend. And from friends, we can learn so much. It's a chavrusa, it's a neighbor, it's a colleague, it's a family member. Anybody you learn something, that's what this Mishnah speaks to, the enormous amount of respect that is required to be given to that individual. Interestingly, the Medrash Shmuel, classic commentary on Maseches Avos, makes the following point. He said, even if that which you learn from your friend is unintentional, or wasn't set up to be learned in that way, because it says, Halomi mechaver perek echad, if you learn something from your friend, meaning this friend didn't set out to teach you something, but you learned something from the person sort of by the by, or unexpectedly, or unintentionally, Halomi mechaver perek echad, even if you see your friend teaching, or you witness something, that in and of itself is enough to give that person respect, even if that individual never intended to teach you something. And we see this all the time. There's so many things that we learn from our friends, even when they're unintentional. We hear something, we learn something, we witness something, we see something. Those are all learning moments. Those are experiential learning situations, even if they're unintended or unintentional, but they happen. That also requires us to give great respect. And his outstanding commentary, Maseches Avos, or by Abraham Twersky, Visions of the Fathers, published by Art Scroll, recounts the following anecdote, which really speaks to this point. The well-known Tzaddik of Tzanz, who was well-known for an enormous following that he had, was seen giving an incredible amount of respect to one of the guests at a Friday night tish. And the Hasidim and people around were curious, why indeed did the Tzaddik of Tzan sit this relatively simple individual at the head of the table and made certain that he was served a very appropriate and handsome portion. An enormous amount of honor, a lavish honor, continued throughout the entire Shabbos. The Tzaddik of Tzan gave this individual. But he was a simple person again, limited scholarship, and nobody understood. After the man left, the Hasidim ran to the Rebbe and said, who is this person? He must be a hidden tzaddik. Who is he masquerading as that you gave him such respect? Listen to the response of the Tzaddik of Tzanz, who said, this individual was my first teacher of Aleph Beis. The Gemara says that if someone learns even one letter from a teacher, meaning our Mishnah, he is obligated to honor him. This man taught me the entire Aleph Meis, not just Aleph or Beis or Gimel, but from Aleph to Taf. Therefore, there's no limit and no bounds to the amount of honor that is due to him. Slowly, the word of this incident spread. And just imagine, quickly, another teacher of the Tzaddik of Tzanz appeared over the course of Shabbos, also hopefully to be the recipient of enormous amount of honor and kavod to be received by the Tzaddik of Tzanz. The Tzaddik of Tzanz greeted him, politely of course, and showed him a specific amount of respect, but far short of the respect that he gave the teacher of Aleph Beis. And again, after Shabbos, the man approached the Tzaddik of Tzanz and says, you know, perhaps it was wrong of me to seek honor, but I can't understand. Why did you give such great honor to the other teacher? After all, he taught you Aleph Beis. I taught you Talmud. I taught you Gemara, Shas. That fellow only taught you the Aleph Beis. Tzaddik of Tzanz smiled and said to my dear teacher, of course I respect you. However, what the other teacher taught me was that this letter is an Aleph. This letter is a Beis. This letter is a Gimel, Dalet, Hey, etc., till Tuf. What he taught me was the absolute truth. And even today I recognize these letters. Without him, I wouldn't have them. But you, on the other hand, taught me Talmud. However, as I came to learn more and more, I realized that the interpretations and the explanations you had given me of the Talmud then weren't correct. They're erroneous. I was able to shlug them up. I was able to have a different understanding. Therefore, I can't make use of your teachings today. Of course, I respect you for your efforts, but it doesn't compare to the ultimate truth that I received from my Aleph Beis teacher. And that was the lesson of the Tzaddik of Tzanz, that we must give respect to the people who are teaching us the truth, the facts, even the small things. We are obligated to show great respect, and that is the lesson of this Mishnah. Interestingly enough, the great Rosh Hashiva of Mir, Amnasan Tzvi Finkel, Zichrono Levracha, was known to give enormous amount of respect to his first teacher, his Rebbe, in the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef Stern, who was, of course, a scholar in his own right, but Amnasan Tzvi Finkel had other greater Rebbeim and Rosh Yeshiva who taught him enormously and much deeper. But again, Rav Nassim Tzvi explained, he was my first teacher. He taught me the basics. And the same is said about the Shagas Ari, the extraordinary genius, towering Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, and author of multiple tshuvos, who we are all familiar with, Rav Shagas Aryeh. And he gave respect to his Aleph-based teacher as well. And when he was asked about that, just like the Tzaddik of Tzanz, he responded, my other teachers, I was able to shlug up eventually. I was able to prove them wrong. I was able to show them that their approach was incorrect. But to my simple Aleph-based teacher, the person who taught me the basics, the Aleph and the Beis, the basics of Chumash, of Rashi, the introduction to all of the basics of what needs to be known in rabbinic literature, that Rebbe, I have given the ultimate respect to. So of course, we have to recognize that what anybody teaches us is of value, is of significance. Don't just respect those who have taught us the depth and breadth of the Torah. Don't just respect those great people, but mechavero, from a friend, even the people who are unintentionally teaching us Torah, they're teaching us significantly. And just like David Melech Yisrael gave great respect to Achitofel, who again, ultimately became a traitor and a person who went to the other team. At the end of the day, David respected him, and we too are required to respect those who teach us even the most basic amount of Torah as well.